Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, yo!
What's up, kid?
Hey-ho! Hey-ho!
Yeah, thanks for stalling and being dumb, because I just had to pull that up real quick. So. Yeah, we're good now.
Finally ready? Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when it's time and you're like, hey, I need something delicious to drink, boom, stocked
it's
up.
It's time.
It's done. It is done. It's finished. All right, Bud Distributing. I got you, man.
Dude, last night, crazy. Let's just talk about NFL. Who cares about anything else? Actually, you know what? No. I'm going to do some scores real quick, then we'll get to the NFL because there's a lot of it. NBA last night, Bulls beating the Nets. There you go, Bulls. 118-95. NHL, there is some games tonight. Oilers going to be in Detroit playing the Red Wings at 7:30. Penguins going to be over in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8:30. All right, let's get to it. Last night, NFL, man, Steelers, Bears. Steelers beating the Bears 29-27. Dude, so I passed out like second quarter once again because it gets dark at 5:30 every single day now. So I passed out like second quarter. Somehow woke up with like 8 minutes left in the fourth. Nice. It was the best time to wake up because it became a game, dude. Fields last night. This is crazy, dude. Get the ball back. There were a lot of turnovers. There were a lot of back and forth going on, fumble recoveries, and there were a lot of play ref calls. You're just like, ugh, not going the Bears' way. Refs wanted the Bears to lose last night for sure.
Yeah.
But Justin Fields scores a touchdown at the end, goes up 2 points with the field, you know, with the extra point. Fields, dude, looked good last night. Marched it down. He had like 2 minutes left or whatnot. Went down like five plays. Boom, 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 pass, boom, touchdown. It's like, what? Justin Fields steps up for the Bears. The Bears look like one of those teams that you're like, dude, damn, nice. But there's a minute 37 left on the clock. And I'm like, in the NFL, I knew right away, dude, when the Bears scored, too much time. I mean, I looked over at my, no, she wasn't there. She was sleeping. Looked at my cat. Too much time, Tito. Can't leave a minute 37 on the clock in the NFL because a field goal is just a half a field away, man.
Yep.
Sure enough, Roethlisberger, boom, 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 steps up, hits one really important pass, seam up the middle. They get to like the 20. Put it through the uprights. Game over.
Wasn't that bad? Well, the Bears had another chance. Didn't they try a field goal then at the end at like the very end? But
so, I mean, it was, boom, boom. They stopped them, actually. They stopped them around like, I don't know. I can't remember what yard line. But so Pittsburgh did kick the field goal. There was like 37 seconds left when the Bears got it. And, dude, Fields steps up, hits a few passes. I'm like, dude, he's going to get him to a field goal. So they got to, I'm not sure which yard line, but it was a 65-yard field goal? Dude, he hit the bottom.
Ooh.
He hit the bottom post.
Ooh.
Boom. Oh, it felt bad for the Bears. You know what, though? Nagy. Dude, you need to go, Nagy. He was celebrating after the touchdown, after Fields scored the touchdown with a minute 37 left, right?
Yeah.
Nagy's jumping up and down on the side. I mean, it's nice to get a touchdown. You go up. But, dude, they were celebrating like they won. And as soon as they, shine the camera over that way, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Quit doing that. You're jinxing yourself. So, anyway, crazy game last night.
Another nail biter in the NFL.
Absolutely, man. Bears, hey, you know what? Looking good. Justin Fields, little by little, getting better week by week. So, yeah. You Bears fans out there.
I mean, you're not winning as many games as you should, but keep it with that bed.
There's some hope there.
Not bad. Something
you can sleep about. If you're a Bears fan, I know you lost last night, but probably slept all right.
Yeah, good.
You know, good. There's some hope. So, all right, more pro football. Aaron Rodgers drama. Gave his backup Jordan Love an opportunity to start his very first NFL game on Sunday against the Chiefs in Kansas City. His mother was there to watch, just as she's been to every single one of his games going back to freshman year at Utah State. The Chiefs even hooked her up with seats all the way up in the nosebleeds.
Oh, how nice of them.
TV cameras at Arrowhead Stadium panned all the way up to show Anna Love and Jordan's girlfriend, Ronica Stone. sitting in the very last row, dude. Their backs against the wall, literally. Social media went wild over the apparent diss. It was a reminder, though, that all seats are not created equal, even if you're Jordan Love's. Dude, what? It's kind of a weird thing.
I thought maybe they'd have, like, a boxed-off section for, like, visiting, you know.
Well, here's another thing is Jordan Love is your son. He's in the NFL. He's a QB in the NFL. He's got some money, right? Can't you just pay for third row seats or something?
Yeah, probably. It's pretty full up. I don't know. I think it's funny that the Chiefs were like, oh, yeah, we'll give you tickets way up in the nosebleed. Here you go. Enjoy them. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
It's kind of a jerk thing.
It would have been better to watch them on TV. You know, that's
seriously, though. I mean, if you're the parents, though, you should probably feel a little obligated to go to the game, you know? Your first starting game.
Yeah. Like, I'll make the next one, honey. Don't worry. There's not going to be a next one. That's it. Speaking of Rodgers, I don't want to, you know, hop off of the Jordan Love train there quick, but did you see the statement from State Farm?
No, what have they done?
They are standing by Aaron Rodgers. They have no intention of getting rid of Aaron Rodgers, pulling him from ads, and, quote, support his right to have his own opinion.
You go, State Farm.
That was big. I was sitting on the toilet last night when I saw that. When I was scrolling through Reddit, I'm like, wow, that is... Because here's the thing. I thought for sure State Farm would just stay quiet. Mm-hmm. Whether they were supporting him or dropping him, I figured they would just stay quiet about it, let the dust settle. But for them to respond a week later is pretty impressive. I am surprised on that. But, yep, Aaron Rodgers still getting the Rodgers rate from State Farm. Pretty crazy, man. Yeah.
All right. You know, people standing by him. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, college football. No, let's not talk about college football just yet. We'll save that for next hour. More pro football. Is there a curse of the Manning cast? That's what they're asking. There's a big question here. It sure seems that way. Peyton and Eli Manning have had six active players appear on their ESPN2 broadcast during Monday Night Football this season. And the next week, all six of those teams have lost their game. The latest loser, Bills QB Josh Allen, whose team was upset by the Jaguars on Sunday. Another reason to think the curse is real. The players that appeared have a record of 26-9 in all other games this season.
Those effing Manning
cast. For the Manning cast. I don't know. How do you feel about the Manning cast? Do you watch it?
No, I haven't really watched it. Here's the thing. I'm not a huge fan of Eli. I like Peyton.
He doesn't really talk much, though.
Yeah, and he shouldn't. Like, Eli is one of those guys that, like, nice guy. I'm not saying he's a real piece of trash. I don't think he's very smooth. Like, the time that he's hosted SNL, it's been real rough. And so I kind of base it off that, and I'm like,
awkward.
Yeah, awkward.
Peyton takes it. So Peyton kind of leads conversation. He kind of runs the show a little bit there. But
I don't think it's the Peyton Manning curse. It's the Eli Manning curse. Endo facto, the fact that who has Tom Brady lost to twice in the Super Bowl except for the one and only Eli Manning? The Eli one guy Manning, who has the secret, well, I shouldn't say the only one guy, but Eli Manning, whose career is, he's not going to go down as one of the greats. Eli Manning isn't in the,
to do it. Brady was on the podcast, lost the next game.
Yeah. Yeah,
or not on the podcast, the show, or whatever they're calling it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got him. There's something about Eli Manning that is kryptonite to Tom Brady, and I think it's so funny that again, good enough to make it into the NFL, but would you ever consider putting Eli Manning into the conversation of the greats? No, absolutely not. But he has beaten Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl, and it's like, what? How is that guy, little tiny Eli Manning, figured it? I don't know. So it's just weird.
Something about him.
I think it's the Eli Manning curse is what I would say it is. That's what I'd say.
It's like the Madden curse, but the Eli Manning curse.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, dude, I don't know. Maybe not go on that show if you're trying to win. So, there you go. You know, that's your sports. I got some more stories coming up next hour, but it's just all pro football this morning. So.
Okay, good enough for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Right. Well, good morning. Macho in the morning.
We got sports?
Yeah, we do. And we're running behind. We're running behind because you talked way too long about wanting to sleep with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Have to take this. I'm going to go make a pancake real quick.
Seriously? Can you, you got a Spumoni right now?
No. Legit. Oh. I'm going to go make a pancake. We got this new syrup. It's a Cracker Barrel syrup. I don't know if you've ever had Cracker Barrel syrup before, but.
You sit your ass down and do sports. I mean, not like people would be really upset.
Pancake does sound pretty good right now, doesn't it?
It does. So you got to be careful of that, buddy. There's a lot of sugar in that, unless you got the sugar freak.
That's why I said pancake.
One pancake.
By the way, if you're getting, what is it, the short stack? Three pancakes. You know, that's basically like a full like cake without the icing.
Yeah. I'll take the short stack. Okay, that'll be 9,000 calories. Hey, little hack for you here. Okay, we're so far behind. Just real quick. little hack for you. Pour your batter and then take syrup and pour it in the batter. Like make little swirls. You got the syrup already in the pancake. Then you flip it.
That's pretty cool.
Hell yeah, it is.
My dad always used to put a little cinnamon.
Ooh, a little cinnamon. Nice.
In the batter, yeah. Yep. Cinnamon pancakes.
Anyway, can we do sports? Or are we going to talk about pancakes all morning? For God's sakes.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Pancakes. F is going on. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you need to wash down those pancakes in the morning, they got you covered, man. They got you covered.
Not a bad idea, you know. Great idea. NFL last night. We're just going to talk about football. Hell with it. Steelers beating the Bears last night, 29-27, caught the very end of it. Chris Boswell's 40-yard field goal, 26 seconds left. Lifted the Pittsburgh Steelers past the Chicago Bears 29-27. Like I said, Steelers needed the late rally after Chicago scored two fourth-quarter touchdowns to take the lead. Pittsburgh improved to 5-3. Steelers have won 20 straight home games on Monday Night Football. Dude, last night, the last 8 minutes was incredible. If you're a Chicago fan and you watched the Bears last night, I'm telling you, you slept good last night, even though they lost. I mean, at this point, who really cares? What's their record now? You should be happy, though, as a Bears fan. Justin Fields steps up, wham, throws a couple perfect passes, dude, right in the breadbasket, especially that touchdown. It wasn't a touchdown. He got stopped short.
But. I think they'd be happier if they won, but I get what you're saying.
Hey, sometimes you just got to, take the punch in the gut. But smile a little bit.
You're a Lions fan? Come on now. Get out of here.
It could be a Lions fan. Just saying. Not saying anything bad about the Lions. Somebody just posted a picture saying the NFL bye week beat the Lions by a field goal. Jeez.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. But last night's game, hey, you Chicago fans out there, all right, here we go. There's something there. I'm serious. Justin Fields, week by week, getting better, man, so. Big game last night. More pro football. There's a curse of the Manning cast, apparently. Sure seems that Peyton and Eli Manning, well, they have had six active players appear on their ESPN2 broadcast during Monday Night Football this season. The next week, all six of those teams have lost their game. The latest loser, Bills QB Josh Allen, whose team was upset by the Jaguars on Sunday. Another reason to think the curse is real. The players that appeared have had a record of 26-9 in all other games this season. Dude, they just, it's Eli. I don't think it's Peyton.
No, it's Eli. It's just like, hey, Eli's here. Oh,
hey, he beat Tom twice in the Super Bowl or whatever.
You know, I'm a Manning too. Shut up, Eli. No one likes you.
You could tell, dude, there's a couple times where he had to raise his hand to speak. Because Peyton just kept going and going. They had Tom on. Tom Brady, and he lost the next week. But Tom was saying something, and Eli trying to jump in, and none of them were letting him. It was pretty funny.
Eli, sit out and shut up. Yeah. You're the worst.
Real quick, more pro football. This is hilarious. Philadelphia Eagles fans, known to be a little tough to impress sometimes. For kicks, Google Eagles fans booing Santa Claus. Ugh. But an incident from Sunday shows that they also have a soft side, Brock. After the Eagles lost to the Chargers 27-24, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni hit in the head with a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, how sweet.
Sirianni didn't think the flowers were a nice gift. He had to be held back by security after the incident. Dude, he went nuts.
No, these flowers were to say thank you. I'm sorry. They say Philadelphia is a city of brotherly love. My ass. It's a bunch of garbage people that are just awful. It's awful.
Flowers?
For me?
I do declare, Mr. Bubba, you are my hero.
All right, so
Is that
I'll throw flowers at the head coach, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a lot more sports, but, dude, it's 7:33.
Yeah, we're so far behind. We should be starting topic of the day by now. All right. No, let's end on flowers to the face for the Eagles coach. That is your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.